This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan could see 300 same-sex marriages legally recognized by the end of this week. That's if Governor Snyder decides not to appeal a federal judge's opinion on the matter. It's Just Politics co-hosts Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are here to tell us more. Hello, you two.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Rick, what is this deadline about?
Well, you'll remember that last March, a federal judge in Detroit struck down Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. In the immediate aftermath of that decision, about 300 same-sex couples in Michigan got married in four counties. That first lawsuit was appealed, that the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals upheld the ban on same-sex marriage. That case is the one that's now before the U.S. Supreme Court. This is a separate case that was filed by some among those 300 couples saying that because we got married when it was legal in Michigan, the state has to recognize it. Remember that what Governor Snyder said at the time was that his legal team had determined that the marriages were legal, that is, they were married, but that the state was not able to recognize them, couldn't act on that because the decision was stayed, essentially making things as they were before the decision that struck down the ban. And that's where things stood until last month when another federal judge in this different lawsuit said, nope, state of Michigan, that's not the case, that these couples were legally married and you have to recognize it. My order takes effect in 21 days unless it is appealed or stayed, and that deadline is Thursday.
So if the governor decides not to appeal, Zoe, these marriages will be legal and recognized.
Exactly. Legally recognized 300 marriages for the first time in the state of Michigan. Now, Cindy, we should be clear that this judge's opinion only applies to these couples that were married last March. It doesn't allow more same-sex marriages come Thursday. And it also doesn't recognize marriages performed in other states where same-sex marriages are legal.
Right. All of that will wait for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Do we have any idea what the governor's going to do here?
Well, we do. And here's some really just hot reporting by one Rick Pluta, if I do say so myself, for him. Rick?
I have checked into this and I can't divulge my sources, but
they met in a parking garage.
But I do have it on very good authority that, you know, the governor right now is sorting through the legal opinions on what the implications are if the state does or does not appeal this. But absent some reason to go ahead with an appeal, the governor would like to just allow the deadline to pass and for these 300 couples to become legally recognized marriages.
And this is not something Governor Rick Snyder wants to really weigh in on, is it, Zoe? This is a guy that, is a little bit uncomfortable with social issues?
You're absolutely right, Cindy. And we've seen that, you know, from day one since he was inaugurated as governor. Social issues are not his jam, as we've been saying. He doesn't want to deal with that. That is not for a CPA-minded governor. For someone who is all about the bottom line, finances, numbers, social issues don't do much for him. And when he does talk about them, it always is in an economic kind of way, like, well, we should allow more immigrants to Michigan because they'll create businesses.
That this is about the economic benefit to the entire state. And he sees social issues, pretty much all of them, as a distraction from the economic improvement that he's trying to achieve, that he says also just makes a lot of these other problems easier to resolve.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of It's Just Politics. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks.